Welcome, everybody, to the Conservative. Well, I'm sorry. I stepped on a few toes there. Co-host's toes. I don't know. The Conservative Bible Boys podcast, episode number two. And, Must, how you doing today?
You know, I'm doing good, D-Rod. I got a fractured hand because of my stupidity, but, you know, I'll make it through, Lord willing, you know.
We all act a little stupid every once in a while.
You got that right.
But I want to welcome you to episode two, because on today's episode title is Stuffed Shirt Christians. And
your new favorite term.
I love the term. Shout out to Eric Mays in Michigan. He said it in a meeting, and I heard it, and I was like, wow, that's really good, because I've experienced Stuffed Shirt Christians all this week.
I need to leave the room for this one?
You may need to leave the room and just let me handle this for a minute. Because you know how I am.
Yeah. Well, fire away, buddy.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, it's a political rumble.
So, well, I'm ready to rumble.
You know, when somebody, you know, me and you, we can share with people about ourselves. We did last episode. People know us. They know that I love going to a Gaither Vocal Band concert. If I'm not in town, that's most likely where I'm at. Or at AMC theaters. But,
Well, I mean, you're right on that one.
So, when you talk bad about something I like, you're going to get a rumble. And
let's fight it out.
I ain't going to send no names on here. I ain't going to drop no names because I'm a bigger man than that. But I got sent something earlier this week about a fake spirit, you know? I just got to address that right here on the podcast to start us out.
Well, go ahead.
Well, when you go to a concert, I don't care if you're at a concert, a bingo hall, I really don't care if you're in the dirt track. And man, especially at a Christian concert, worshiping the Lord. If you won't raise your hands and praise God, you go right ahead.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to arrest you. Well, some people might.
Ain't nobody going to arrest you except these stuffed shirt Christians who want to, that may just be emotionalism. Oh, really? So now we're judging other people, huh? You judging that I'm just emotional. That's it. I ain't no spirit to it.
I kind of want to butt in on this subject if you don't care.
I'm in it.
You know, the Bible, the good book says where two are gathered, I'm with them. So the Holy Spirit's always going to be in a room. Now, whether you feel him or not, that's on you.
Yeah, because he's inside you.
And I can walk into a gospel concert all depressed.
Yeah.
At my lowest of the low, and come out recharged.
Exactly.
Now, if you don't tell me that ain't the Holy Spirit, then I don't know what we're worshiping.
Amen.
I mean, and that's all I'm going to say on the subject.
Well, you got these stuffed shirt Christians who want to go every Sunday up to the Baptist church. They won't sit on the pews. They won't stare at you with a frown. And then they will message you and say, oh, don't get too excited down there at the Gaither concert.
Well, I'll say this. You know, we just recently had a concert here in our hometown.
With Adam Crabb.
Adam Crabb, lead singer of the Gaither Vocal Band. And was it 7 or 8 people got saved that night?
Seven people.
7 people got saved at that night at a gospel concert.
He can save.
It wasn't at the church house, people.
Nope.
You can get saved driving down the highway 72 out here.
And
I mean,
The only time you can feel the Spirit's when the Bible's open. I'm all for reading the Word of God. You know me.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I understand feeling the Spirit when you're reading the Word of God. But the Spirit can come on you and get a hold of you without the Word.
Yeah.
The Lord
you
can
know,
save through music, preaching, testimony.
Words.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just stirred up ever since that I received the messages this week. So.
Well, I'll say this, you know, I don't think the church saves.
No,
last
no.
time I checked, I believe God saves.
Yep.
Jesus saves.
Psalms.
The only way you're getting to heaven is through Him. The path is narrow.
Yep.
Church houses are not going to save you. They help you.
Oh yeah, you
but they're
be
not.
In gonna,
they're not going to save you.
No.
And we have some people who hold the church house on a pedestal. That you have to be there every Sunday. It's good that you're there every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to get to is, and I'm guilty of it, just like everyone else is probably guilty of it. You know, we get in our own mindset. COVID happened. You know, I can worship the Lord from my recliner. You know, that mentality.
Yeah.
And it kind of got a hold of me. You know, it feels good being in church amongst other Christians,
mm-hmm.
amongst other brothers in Christ. And that's what I look forward to, worshiping the Lord with other people around me.
Well, here's another thing, Thomas, and you've even said something about this before, and I just kind of brush it off, but you hear it a lot, from a lot of people, mm-hmm. about these mega churches now, which I'm not sitting here going to cover that on this podcast, because that could take all day, but... You know, a lot of people talk back down on them. And,
mm-hmm.
But I've been in one. I went to a service in one back in November, a couple of Sundays. Got invited. I went. And, man, I really hate to say this, but, man, you're just seeing some of those young people. They're not faking what they're doing, man. They're up there crying their eyes out. Holding their hands up, it's not a fake thing. They're meaning
yeah.
what they're doing, and I'm not going to be the one to judge that. And if you,
and
here's the thing, you know, everybody's got their own type of personality and ways of worship. If you won't go to a concert, if you won't go to the church, and you won't just sit there. That's fine. But if you see somebody getting up, raising their hands and crying their eyes out, you got no right to judge that person.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Just guess what? They probably closer to God than you are.
Amen to that, you know. So
I don't understand how we've come to this conclusion these days.
It's like the police argument, D-Rod. You know, a few bad apples make the whole tree poison.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, you have a few churches and make the whole tree that people look at the whole tree's poison when you can just cut the apple. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I'm not sitting here trying to say that, you know, everything that them churches do are correct. You know,
well, what church, you know,
I got news for you.
We're all fallen vessels.
A bunch of these, you know, Baptist churches that want to judge them churches, they got more wrong than they do.
Correct. I'd agree to that. I don't think there should be any judging in the church house, period.
There shouldn't be. You know what? If me and you won't go to, which we will be in May, we'll be going to a Gaither concert.
Yep.
3 days. I hate to say this, but, you know, people in those concerts, they don't care to raise their hand.
No, they don't.
And I feel welcome to do it in that environment. And some of these churches that we're around, you don't see that very often.
No, you just sit there and listen.
That's about it. And
Well, I got news for you folks. God didn't sit down and listen. He was up and going and working.
Yeah,
I'm just going
Jesus
to
was
say
on the
that much.
road, bud.
Yeah, so, I mean, and you know, there's no problem. You know, I believe it, one of our closest friends, you know, he said, because I asked him about emotions in the church, and he was saying, everyone worships differently.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, if you feel the Holy Spirit by just sitting there, you go right ahead and do it. If I feel the Holy Spirit by saying amen to the preacher, I'm gonna do it. If I feel the Holy Spirit running around the church house and me screaming and all that stuff, you can go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Oh, Brother Wade, he talked about it at the last Brotherhood meeting. You don't got them old grandmas shouting anymore or two preachers getting up and preaching at once, which everybody's got their
Amen
opinion on
corner.
that.
Yeah.
You don't
Well.
have those amen services no more.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And I believe that COVID dumbed down the church.
Oh yeah, and
It
took away a lot of people too.
did, you know. So I don't want to get too big into the subject, but we've got to start getting back out there. I think it's Psalms 91, you know, talks about not fearing disease and stuff. And
Well, here's a question for the viewers, and for me and you, or for the person that sent me that message earlier this week, which I love. We cut up today, had a great talk, a great friend.
Now, hold on, pause. You know, I have no problem with having debates with people.
No, I think
And
arguments are good. Well,
I
not
think
arguments,
opinions
but.
are good. You know, everyone has their own opinion, and that's fine. But people need to understand their opinions at the end of the day. We could sit here and argue about them, but you may be talking facts, I may be talking facts. It's a double-edged sword.
The
So,
question
and that's all I'm going to say.
we gotta ask ourselves is, are you a dead man or are you a dead man rising? There's a difference.
Well, yeah, there's a
Dead
big
man will
difference.
dead man wanna go and sit on the church pews every Sunday and ready for lunch. Dead men want to sit there and criticize others. Dead men rising want to do what the Lord leads them to do. And
Right.
also, I'll go into this because I've told some people. In 2022, I put on a gospel concert, and there was a lot of factors to it. There was a lot of things that I tried to control, a lot of things that I should have done differently. Well, this time around, I said, the Lord kept leading me to do it again. I just felt that urge from the Lord. And this time, I was like, Lord, it's in your hands. I printed off 100 flyers and I posted on Facebook about it two times on the Gospel Jubilee page and promoted it that way. I said, Lord, you wanted me to do this. I'm getting out of the way this time. This is all you. Whatever happens, you get all the glory. And we had probably, Stephen said, close to 350 people there. Seven people got saved, and almost $3,000 raised for the Children's Advocacy Center. So that's my whole point. Are you going to be a dead man and try to do everything on your own and have your own opinion? Or are you going to be a dead man rising and let the Lord guide you? Big difference.
Trusting the Lord is a big thing. I know I've struggled with that here recently. Pass over the past few months, you know, had stuff happen in my life, especially here recently. And I'll say that if you don't trust the Lord, chaos will ensue. And finally, when you come to realize that He is in control, when you say, "Lord, you are my master and Lord, you are God," you lose your power. You're a child of God, and people need to understand that sometimes God, as being your father, will punish you like you do your children. You've given up really your, not your free will, but more or less you gave up your control. You're supposed to give him full control. And that's part of trusting God to get you out of situations and all kinds of stuff that life throws at you. It's just part of it.
Well, self-control is a lot, a big part of it.
Yeah,
You want to,
I'll
if you're
agree.
a self person, you want to self-control. You want to control everything. That's not the Christian way at all. And a lot of us have a hard time dealing with that, you know. We want to be in control of every aspect of our life. We want to control this, control that. We want to make sure it goes right. But ultimately, all we can do is run ourselves in the ditch.
All we are is sinners saved by grace.
Yeah, that's a gospel song. I wonder if that's saved anybody.
I have no clue.
Oh, I'm sure it has.
Probably. If I had to take a guess, I'm sure it
Yeah,
has. Been
according to
around a little
some, it
while.
won't. Fake spirit, bub.
Who are we to judge whether it is spiritual or not?
Oh, wow.
I'm just leaving it
I come back to this every time when somebody brings this up. I've had people ask me before, man, Dalton, I don't know why, you support Bill and the Gaither Vocal Band and all that. And I say, you know what? I could have quit a long time ago. But Bill said something one time at a family fest that stuck with me. He said that an old guy, trucker guy, come up to him after a concert and said, I know why you do this. I know why you do these concerts. I know why you do it. He said, you do it for the money and that's it. You don't do it for no other reason. And Bill said he just kind of patted a guy on the shoulder, said, I hope you enjoyed the concert. And he said, but I won't tell you one thing. Only two people know the real reason why I'm doing this. Me and the Lord. And ever since he said that, I'm like, this guy knows what he's doing because, we ain't to judge.
We aren't.
But everybody wants to
Who
judge.
are we to judge?
We ain't anybody to judge.
We're all
Sorry for my
fallen.
proper English there, but no.
We're all fallen. Who are we to judge anything? That's, I mean, I it's getting me a little stirred up now thinking about it. Who are we to judge those? Dalton, do you think I'm any different than the John Doe down the street who doesn't know God? The only difference that there is I've accepted God.
Yeah, you've accepted him. That's the only difference.
That's the only difference.
Well, my thing is, you know me. You
And
know
guess
me.
what, folks? I still sin.
We all do. And you know me. You've known me for since 8th grade. I only support what I believe in. I only put my weight behind what I think people are doing things for the right reason. I just don't go out here and say, well, I'm gonna support this and support that. No. I pray about it. And I support who I think's doing the right thing. Same way, doesn't matter if it's church, concerts, music,
Politics.
politics. I pray about it. I think about it. I look at it. I analyze it. I ask the Lord to guide me. And so if you think that I'm crazy because I vote Republican or go to a Gaither Vocal Band concert or listen to the Gaither Vocal Band, Adam Crabb and the Neelands, and all these others. Well, that's not for you to judge. Only two people know it. The true reason why I support them, me and the Lord. That's all that matters.
At the end of the day, it is all that matters.
And we can have a discussion. If anybody wants to come on to the podcast, you're more than welcome to come on here and help us discern between this true spirit and emotionalism, because I've read up on that. I know what it's about. I know what you're talking about. But you can't judge what I feel. I can't judge what Thomas feels. You can't judge what I feel.
Anybody? I get goosebumps, man.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't see how that's a feeling.
Well, see, exactly. You don't just get goosebumps on anything.
No, you get goosebumps when you get touched.
Exactly. And, you know, you leaned over with Adam Crabb at the concert, and I think he was singing Please Forgive Me. You were getting touched by the Lord then. You said, I got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps, man.
Guess what? I didn't have goosebumps on that song. But the song after, he sung Jehovah Jireh. Never heard that song before. I got goosebumps on that song. So the Lord...
What I'm saying.
The Lord moves, you know, in different people, different ways. And you know, I don't know.
Because everybody's story is different. You know, everyone has their own testimony. That's what makes it.
Yep.
Let's get scientific. Everybody has their own thumbprint. It's how they trace you.
Amen.
By the way, I don't know how evolution does that, but let's not get on the subject. Everyone has their own thumbprint, their own DNA code. If I was to murder somebody, D-Rod, they'll take my DNA and they'll run it and find me. Everyone has their own story in life on why they've come to God, why they don't even come to God. There's a story behind everything. And everyone, you know, that song may have not touched you. It touched me. It touched John down the road. It touched Neil down the highway. You know, that's this song or that scripture, that piece of scripture, that message that was brought touched me. Didn't touch me, could have touched him.
Exactly.
You know, and I believe it was I don't know who it was. I think it was preacher that we know said, I can be preaching to 30 people. And feel like I'm done a terrible job.
Yeah.
But the Lord's telling me there may be that one out there.
Yep.
Just that one person who needed to hear that certain message.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's got their own story. We're all different.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Personally, I can't. Connect to people that don't feel the way that I do on certain things. Because, you know, I mean, personally, I get tore up every time the vocal band does Worthy the Lamb. Because that song is all about the Lord's sacrifice. And it's all about praising Him for the sacrifice of Jesus, His Son. That's all that song is about. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. He was slain for me. He was slain for you. He was slain for everybody who's listening. And by the way. Thank you, everyone.
Historical fact. He was crucified. Jesus was here on earth. Historical fact. Yeah. Even atheists agree that he went to the cross.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they... people out there that know, hey,
I'm just saying that
Jesus was a real person.
I'm just saying, he was a real person, people.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We had 500 views on Spotify for the previous episode, our first episode.
You know, I'm still taken back by that. You know, I didn't think
I haven't checked YouTube in a while, but wasn't it like 70 views.
Well, last time I checked, about a week ago, it was like 70 views, you know.
So, thank you, everybody.
I didn't think we'd go anywhere. It'd be just two friends talking, you know.
Well, that's what it still is.
It still is, you know. And we started this podcast to talk about, you know, God, whatever's going on in the news, politics, you know. And I know we're hitting people off with our religion real quick.
Yeah.
But if you ain't got religion, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah, well, I will
And
take
you
that
can't.
one step further.
Uh-oh.
If you ain't got Jesus, you ain't got nothing.
You know, I work with a lot of atheists at my job.
Yeah.
And you know, we'll debate and debate and debate, you know, whether I'm wrong, they're wrong, she's wrong. At the end of the day, I know what I believe. The evidence is clear to me.
Yeah.
People, this does not come from nothing.
Yeah.
You go outside and see the birds in the air, the trees with the wind. It does not come from nothing. I mean, I hate to get off subject, but the universe is finely tuned. Like
Yeah.
somebody designed everything. I mean, we could sit here and talk about Big Bang did this, evolution did that. Where did it all come from? Where did the atoms come from? Where did the energy come
They were
from?
here, bub.
Well, then God was here. I mean, we could go around this endless circle of time, but I just want to leave. I want to leave some. You know, I told somebody at work I was going to bring in some science into
Yeah.
this new episode we're going to do, and I'm glad we did. I've got two. There's seven of them, but I'm just going to do two. About fine-tuning of the universe.
Well,
D-Rod, did you?
you do that, and
Go
then
ahead.
I've got a rebuttal on that.
All right,
It's an
go ahead.
extra
Well,
thing to add to your two things.
I'm not. I'm gonna try not to butcher this, folks. I had some notes. I don't know where they went, but about how this does not come from nothing. D-Rod, did you know that the gravitational force, if it was changed so slight, it's so minute that if you were to change it just one, I think it's 10th to the 40th power, which is 1 and 40 zeros, we don't exist. Do you know what the chances are of that? Take a measuring tape, throw it across the entire known universe. If you were to change the force of gravity on 1 millimeter or 1 inch on that measuring tape, we ain't here.
Now we're gone.
We're gone. That to me, that does not come from chaos.
No.
It doesn't. And I don't see how people can just believe that this comes from nothing. It comes from it don't make no sense to me. It takes more faith to be an atheist than it does a Christian.
Well, another thing, chaos in the world today. You look at it. What does it do? It sends everybody into a tizzy.
Yep, you got that right.
It had to be perfect for this thing to work. It had to be calm, cool, collected. Nothing like this comes from chaos or a big bang. Because you see what chaos does in the world today. It creates friction. It creates people just going off the wall.
Quite literally.
I don't understand how somebody could think that. Listen to this. This is what I was going to say after your second point. This is from an unknown person. They don't know who said this. It says your heart beats 72 times a minute. Every time it beats, it does so with the permission of its creator. So if you
That's
want
pretty good.
to talk about scientific, well, that's human anatomy there for you. So there you go.
Well, you know how we was talking about DNA earlier? Let's get some more science. The building blocks of DNA. You probably, me and you both took science.
Oh, yeah.
Our DNA for humans, that is, it's built a certain way. Like, it's okay, I'll use the analogy of this. Everything we know. Information comes from information, correct? I program a computer. I gave it information. There's information in our DNA. I forgot there's four unique building blocks that is in everybody. Where did we get them from? I mean, and there, where did that information? Because it doesn't come from space. It doesn't come from an asteroid. It doesn't come from nothing.
Cave monkeys.
How did? Well, who created the monkeys?
I guess
Oh, my bad. Fish.
that
Who created the
fish.
fish? Yeah.
Let me see here. Let me get out my biology textbook.
And let me just disprove evolution real quick. Did you know that there's two species that lived during the dinosaurs that they say went extinct? They found them. I think one of them's the horseshoe crab. And, me and you both, you could say the Earth is millions of years old. I really could care less how old it is. But
That's a debate.
this crab was around during the dinosaurs. We find them in fossils, right? We just found them again, and they have not evolved since the dinosaurs. So, I mean, and the theory of evolution is over millions and millions of years they change. Now, there's a difference between adapting and changing.
Oh, yeah, a total difference.
There's a big difference. And all I'm going to say on that subject is, people need to start smelling the crap in coffee. I don't know what we're
Starbucks?
doing. Hey, well, no. I mean, I
Or
don't know if we're just twiddling our thumbs amongst the daisies, but I
Dunkin'.
better shut up.
Dunkin' coffee?
Neither.
I like Starbucks
Krispy
coffee.
Kreme. Krispy Kreme, bub.
I like Krispy Kreme donuts, but Starbucks got the best
Yeah.
coffee, bub. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a conservative podcast. I don't like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Don't like Disney.
Yeah. Well,
Oh, wait.
if we live like the Amish, we would be all right, D-Rod, I
Well, you
guess.
know what I told you months ago. That we could really fix everybody's problems with one swip. Throw out the TVs, throw out the phones, go back to old times. You'd have about 90% of everybody's problems gone.
I want to leave it at this, and then you can say what you want. Where do we get morality from?
From our Creator, from the Bible.
Well, others would disagree and say that morality
Well,
is part of evolution.
okay,
But
well.
I agree with you. We're all created in the image of God. We all have an innate dictionary of wrong. Now, you have crazy people out there who twist it, but morality is something that's not evolved. It's not something created. It's something given by us, by our creator. And if anybody wants to argue that with me, I have a story. You probably heard it going off earlier, D-Rod, as I was doing some note taking. September 29th, 2006, Petty Officer Monsoor, 25 years old, Navy SEAL, is I think it's Mardi, Iraq. I think I'm probably butchering that phrase. And as the insurgents are yelling, "Kill the Americans," him and two other team members are being surrounded and cut off. They have blocked off the streets in Marathi. An insurgent then throws a grenade on the roof, hitting Mansoor and falling to his feet. He has seconds to decide whether he jumps out the way and his two teammates die, or he jumps on the grenade. Mansoor then takes his chest, landing chest first on the grenade, killing Mansoor but saving his two teammates. His family, you know, it was awarded his Medal of Honor by George Bush. Why did he do that?
Well, it's all about good.
Exactly. And it's he that right there is a story, and you hear him all the time, D-Rod, about stories of people saving people, random people's life. Never even knew. I think there was another story of a train in New York City where a guy fell on the tracks, and a random person never even met the guy, had no connections to the guy, Samaritan. And that talks about the parable of the Good Samaritan, jumped on the tracks and covered the body of the man while the train ran his legs over.
Well, morality's biblical. The story you just talked about is biblical. Where do you think that guy got that idea from? Because it's been taught to him probably somehow through somebody who was a Christian. He might have been a Christian. Who knows? I mean, you don't know, but it all comes down. It's biblical. It's a biblical scripture. And I just looked it up while you were talking about that. John 15:13. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. It's biblical, people.
I mean, I just, it almost brings me to tears thinking about it that people can sit there and say that, well, we're just a product of evolution. We're just a product of nature's laws. Well,
Nature's
who made
laws.
the laws of nature?
Yeah. Heard that one before. Nature's law. I don't know.
I
I
just
wish people could get a grasp on things, but unfortunately, we live in a fallen world.
and we are fallen people. It's just amazing to me, you know. I've had a lot of questions and doubts here recently, you know, and that just goes to prove even someone like me can struggle.
Oh, yeah, we all struggle.
And we all struggle with faith. Even the apostles struggle with faith. Even Peter, Jesus's closest disciple, John, the apostle John, closest disciple, doubted and questioned God.
Well, Thomas is called Doubting Thomas in the Bible.
Yeah, Doubting Thomas. And so, and did God rebuttal them? Did God say, "Huh, leave me"? No.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just don't. I also don't understand the Christian way of thinking that the God sent his own son to die on the cross for you. And somehow some Christians think that some people's just because they make one mistake, they're done. It's over. There's no coming back from it. That's not biblical.
It's not. You know, I think it says 70 times 7. How often should I forgive my brother?
Yeah, and that's a
And that's a,
contextual thing.
yeah, that's a metaphorical
I mean,
number,
that's
but
just the context, you know, and the Lord's just using a random number there,
1
which is
John
not
1
really
9.
random, but there's a meaning behind it. But that's just using a thing to say it's infinite.
You know, 1 John 1:9, you know, if we confess our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, when the devil attacks me with doubt, I constantly are saying that piece of scripture in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel guilt. You know, a lot of people dwell in guilt. I know I have for the past couple months. And if we keep holding on to that guilt by not letting go, we're saying that Jesus was not a sufficient sacrifice.
Yeah, exactly.
His blood was not good enough to be paid for our sins. Before the foundation of the world, he knew me. I'm just going to leave it at that. You know,
well, I do want to read you something.
Oh, yeah.
It is a quote that Vivek Ramaswamy put on X.
Uh-oh.
Says, Thomas Jefferson said the government you elect is the government you deserve. And we are in that because a bunch of people who, I don't know what you'd call it, Thomas.
Well, I like to call it we have a bunch of daisies walking around.
We don't have, put it nice way, they don't have common sense.
There's people who don't even know our history.
And they voted in a man who don't know what's going on at the time. So
I asked somebody this week, I said, what party freed the slaves? D-Rod, would you like to answer that question for me?
Let me go research it. No, it's easy. Republicans.
The Republicans freed the slaves, people. But Republicans are called racist. I'm not a Republican. I'm a constitutionalist. I said it last episode. But I vote towards my religion. But the Republicans freed the slaves. And the Civil War was not just fought over slavery.
No, it wasn't.
It was fought over a lot of things. And I mean,
people will rebuttal you on that.
Yeah, a lot of people want to fight you over that. But just get a brief history lesson. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Well, I don't know, man. It's a crazy world, and like Vivek posted, Thomas Jefferson said, we, you know, the people that elected him deserve what they're getting right now. Unfortunately, me and you have to suffer. But a quote comes to mind from, I don't know if I should mention his name on here after what we just went through for about 30 minutes, but Bill Gaither said this: thank God for the promise of heaven. And that's true, because me and you and a lot of people that think like us, we go day to day through this crazy crap that the Democrats put on every day, and we got the promise of heaven, so we have something to look forward to at the end of the day.
You know, it's hard not to worry, but at the end of the day, if you're a Christian born again, you don't need to worry.
Nope.
And if you know, what was it, Gloria Gaither said, Bill's wife?
Live life.
If you know where you're going.
You know where you've been.
You know where you've been. Just live life.
Just live life. That's a great quote.
Well, buddy, you about ready to wrap it up? I've got me some scripture ready for them.
Well, you read the scripture. I'm going to end with a quote this week.
Oh.
Y'all know I love my quotes. If you haven't picked up on that yet.
Well, you know, I think I've told you about this piece of scripture yesterday, and it touched me while I was sitting at work, got goosebumps, brought me to tears, really. And it's Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
That's a good one.
And that's a good one. What you got, D-Rod?
Well, first off, while I say my quote, I would like to say thank you for everybody for listening. Follow the podcast. We got an Instagram page. Make sure you subscribe to the feed here on whatever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
YouTube. Hit us up.
You can follow my Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. Elon Musk, whatever. At Dalton Rogers 31. And thank you all for listening. My quote to end, I saw this in a book a couple weeks ago. Took a picture of it. And we need to speak to others as if we remember what it was like to be lost too.
Man, that's good. That's real good.
Be kind. Even if you're sitting next to an atheist Democrat at work, be kind. And remember,
you gotta love people, folks. You gotta love them.
At one point, so.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. You know, that's some pretty good stuff right there, D-Rod.
Well, thank you all for listening, Musk. We'll do it again soon.
Yeah, I like to be doing this one every month, you know, and then possibly going two every month, you know.
Yeah.
Now that we've got some listeners, which is completely, and thank y'all again for listening to us two rant. But, you know, I didn't think this would go anywhere. I really didn't. And to see that it's getting some traction is just, you know,
by the way, it's open mind. You can go to AMC right now and get you a Puffed Man Marshmallow Ghostbusters cup.
D-Rod paid $20 for a Puff Man Ghostbusters cup, and we didn't even go see Ghostbusters.
Well, you're the problem. You want to know why?
What am I the problem?
You're the problem. Because I was just going to walk right by, not get any popcorn, not get a drink or nothing, just go to the theater. I was ready to walk. You said, looky there, they got the Ghostbusters stuff.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to free will, people. Well, he had the free will choice to buy that. I said $20. Good grief!
I spent $35 at the theater.
For what, a medium popcorn
and a ticket included?
And yeah, that wasn't even for the tickets. The tickets were already bought, and we didn't even see Ghostbusters.
Oh, Lord.
Oh man. That was good. Well, everybody, I thank y'all for putting up with us. D-Rod, I leave it in your hands, you know.
Thank you all for watching, and we will see you all next month.
Next month. Don't know exact date. I'll try to hit it. I want to try to hit it towards the middle, if we can.
And we'll get something going. We may get a Nikki Haley supporter on here, or...
oh dear Lord!
We could get a stuffed shirt Christian on here, so we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting episode. But I welcome all challengers.
Oh yeah, we can handle them. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye, y'all.